Well, Deegan, once again, congratulations. Yours is the name that's on everybody's lips at the moment. After Donington, what a great weekend you had there, and now a tremendous qualifying here in the sun at Brands Hatch.
Yeah, different weather, isn't it? Yeah, really good. Car was just on rails today. Team have done a fantastic job. We showed strong pace at the end of the day yesterday, and then we was able to put it together when it most was important. Yeah, double pole, not too shabby. It's what we really want, because the circuit's so small as well, so it's going to be a difficult one to overtake, and yeah, I'm really happy.
Everybody knows that you're quick. You have qualifying pace and race pace, but what must be good for you to see is consistency in your lap times and how you're managing the balance of the car.
So that's what all of pre-season has, pre-season testing has been, is just trying to get my consistency and qualifying laps together. That's where we looked back last year, and that's what I mostly struggled on. Racing wasn't too bad, got the elbows out, but yeah, we've been able to put it together. Nearly got the pole position last year at Brands GP, yeah. So yeah, to get it at the local today, couldn't ask for anything much more.
You've already mentioned how critical it is to qualify well here at Brands Hatch with that lab. You've got the two pole positions. Temperatures are going to be high, track temperatures are going to be high this weekend, which means tyre wear. Is that something that you're going to have to really think through?
Yeah, obviously it's so hot, but I don't have any doubt in the team. They'll put the car perfectly together. Just no mistakes on my behalf to ruin the tyre, and then we should be great. But yeah, huge thanks to Rocket and Hi-Tech, and let's bring on the races later on.
Two wins minimum?
Minimum. I hope, I wish. That's all we can ask for. We'll come back after tomorrow, hopefully.
Really good qualifying. Well done, Deegan.
Perfect, thank you.